We have a lot of guests on our show, and they always they have stories about meeting you and fumbling and getting nervous. And I don't know if you remember what the first time I met you and the first lady, I was doing stand-up comedy at a barbecue for military families.
It was great. We so appreciated it.
Yeah, thank you. I loved it as well. And I was opening up for the Foo Fighters, and it was 4th of July in the White House. And I get there, and I was so nervous to meet you. I was Googling how to say hello to the first lady. Like, do I say hello, First Lady, Miss Obama, First Lady? I didn't know how to say it.
I think you actually said all of them.
I think I actually
just
did.
Got all kind of
well, I wore a three-piece suit that day because I just wanted to impress you. But it was an outdoor event on the 4th of July. And I remember I got there, and Dave Grohl was there in board shorts and a T-shirt. And he goes, hey, man, he goes, you look hot. I go, I really am. It's really boiling. I mean, this is crazy. He goes, I go, aren't you? I'm meeting the president. He goes, yeah, well, we're basically saying we're the Foo Fighters. We don't, you know, we dress. I go, yeah. And then we wait online because we're going to get our picture taken with you guys. And I was so nervous to meet you. And I went up and I was practicing, like, hello, First Lady, Miss First Lady. And I walk over and the First Lady starts laughing, looking at me. She goes, oh, honey, oh my gosh, you're so sweaty. And took my tie. This is a true story. Loosened my tie. And I looked at you and you had your short sleeve shirt and khakis on. And I go, hello, Mr. President, sir. And you go, didn't you get the memo? It's a barbecue. And they took the picture. They took the picture and they escorted me out. And then I hadn't seen you since. And I was just wondering, do you have any stories like that where people were just so embarrassing like that and you tried to make them feel better?
Nothing that embarrassing.
That's really bad.
I think that was actually the peak of awkwardness.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Can I just ask you just straight up, what is the first thing you're going to do when you leave office? Do you know?
Well, I'm going to get some sleep, that's for sure. You know, it's actually a moving thing. You're talking about sentimentality, but I remember from my inauguration, seeing President Bush, you get on Marine One, and that's, you know, the last time you get on Marine One, they fly you to Andrews Air Force Base, and then you get on Air Force One, and it's your last flight. And they'll take you anywhere you want, and I think it's fair to say that it will be someplace warm, because it's going to be January, and every inauguration has been freezing. And then, you know, I think Michelle and I will, you know, take a break somewhere for a couple weeks and, you know, let the girls manage for themselves. I mean, hopefully they'll be okay when we get back.
Well, if you need to stay warm, I have a three-piece suit for you that I can...